Watch, police disperse crowd with tear gas, rubber bullets after rioters hurl explosive projectiles. By Dylan Gwynn on August 25, 2020. Kenosha police units determined to enforce the city's curfew. Fired tear gas into a large group of rioters and forced them to disperse after they had attempted to form a defensive shield wall. Kenosha rioters mimicked the tactics of their counterparts in Portland. By forming a shield wall which would allow other rioters to throw projectiles at law enforcement from cover. When police vehicles began forming in line, rioters began throwing explosive projectiles at police. Though, the standoff did not last long. Police began firing large amounts of tear gas at the rioters who quickly dropped their shields and ran. In addition to the tear gas, police also had success firing large rubber bullets at protesters. Kenosha has been marred by violent unrest since police shot Jacob Blake several times in the back while responding to a domestic incident on Sunday, the UPI writes. An eyewitness said that police told Blake to drop the knife, though he himself did not witness Blake carrying a knife. Blake's father told the Chicago Sun-Times his son is paralyzed from the waist down. Doctors don't yet know if the condition is permanent. Late Monday and early Tuesday, a group of rioters set fire to several Kenosha businesses and some looters made off with merchandise. They set one fire at the community corrections building and vandals targeted vehicles and streetlights. Kenosha had declared a curfew for 8 p.m. local time. However, within 2 hours of the start of the curfew, rioters filled the streets and began attacking the courthouse and police. The rioting in Kenosha is now entering its third night. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter @TheMightyGwynn.